What a world. Welcome to an episode of Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am the host, Brand Janu himself. Like always on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brand Janu Show. Social media, Instagram and Threads, Brand Janu. Facebook, The Brand Janu Show. And of course, TikTok, Brand Janu Show. I don't know if they're banning TikTok. I've been hearing they're gonna ban them, so I don't know how I'm gonna do that, but I'm gonna switch it up and do something. But we shall see. But until then, you just go here, which is very simple, and that's YouTube channel, Brand Janu Show, man. Go subscribe, comment. I do comment back. I hope you guys comment on this episode because this is Life and Times with Music, the album breakdown, man. I will be talking about my albums of the 2024s. I got a couple albums that I liked this year. Last week I did one, and now this week it's another one, man. And this album was just recently just came out, what, maybe like a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, maybe a month ago. And that is The Crossroads by Carday. Carday's got like three albums, bro. That's fantastic. I don't know why people hated on his second album. I don't understand it. I thought it was kind of weird that people was hating on his second album. I thought the second album was really good. His first album was legendary. I mean, the man got nominated for a Grammy for the Lost Boy. I thought the second album was really good, man. I think people just is that's how people are, man. When they build you up, they gotta tell you now. But this third album was dope as a motherfucker. He's got three albums that are fire. People would never give him that. I get it because you just don't want to give it to him. But he's got three albums that are fucking fire. I've been listening to this man since the Lost Boy album. Dope project. The second album was fucking dope, and this project is so fucking dope. So, 17 songs, man. 17 songs on this project. So let's get into it, man. Of course, the first track is the intro. Didn't really do too much on it. Just talking, leading us into the album, which leads into track two, 06 Dreaming, which, he pretty much is just outlining, how his mom was a musician and how her career path, how he wanted her to make it, so he could pretty much get everything, that he sees people on TV get it. But literally, he would become the guy. He would become the artist. He would become the musician. He would become the person that everybody would talk about. So, 06 Dreaming is dope as a motherfucker, man. It's a dope second track, man. Third track is Back on the Road featuring Lil Wayne, and anytime them two would get together, see, this is the thing about people that don't understand, man. Lil Wayne works still with all of the new talent, which is very fucking rare. For a person like him to have the career that he has had and still to have his finger on the pulse of what the fuck is hot in the industry. Back on the Road is a dope ass fucking song, man. It's a dope ass fucking song. And, just to hear him and Wayne rapping is always a dope ass thing. Him and Wayne did, of course, Sinister off the last project. So to see them two, continue their collaborations. Dope as a motherfucker, man. I would not be mad if them two did actually a project together. That'd be dope as a motherfucker, to be honest with you. I think Cardi and Lil Wayne would have a dope ass compilation project, collaboration project. Cause it'd give fans a chance to hear Cardi on a different scale, a different level with somebody like Lil Wayne, who's a legend in the game, one of the greatest to ever do it. And then Lil Wayne will also get the new, kids that fuck with Cardi, and they'll come in and fuck with him. Wayne got two people that he could do collaboration projects with right now. Cardi is one, and Tyler the Creator is the other one. Track four, Summer Drop, featuring Anderson .Paak. Them two also got great collaborations. Them two got a couple songs together too. Cardi and Anderson .Paak. They got a couple of bangers on their resume together. This is a fire ass song. They did the other song off his last project too. I can't remember the song, what the name of that song was. at the time, but Summer Trap is a dope ass song. This does feel like an Anderson .Paak song that Cardi just jumped on. It does sound like some shit you would hear on an Anderson .Paak album, and Cardi just jump on it. But this was a dope ass fucking song, man. I fuck with this song heavy, man. Track five, Nothing's Promise. I love the flip of Kanye's and Adam Levine's damn, I forgot the name of that song. I forgot the name of the damn song. But I love the flip of that song, and it's so dope because the Kanye and Adam Levine's song is about trying to make it and making it actually, and it's peaceful and everything. And he's, on this song just talking about everything that didn't happen to him. You know what I'm saying? Like everything that, everything that he's going through and all of the promises that he couldn't follow through on. So I thought it was a dope song. I thought it was a dope concept, and I thought the flipping of that of such a song like that to flip it and then make it into like a modern day, like nothing's ever promised today, tomorrow today. Like the fact that he flipped it and did it that way, I was like, okay, that's dope as a motherfucker. Track six, mad as fuck. Again, lyrical ability of this man is crazy. People don't give Cardi his proper flowers, man. I've always said Cardi, for me personally, if you had to do a new big three of this upcoming of this new generation, it would be him, it would be Cardi, it'd be JID. And I guess and for me it'd be 21 Savage. I think that 21 is a little bit more advanced than them two when it comes to that. And also 21 has more of a kind of crossover appeal that them two don't have yet. But I think Cardi is one of the best of this era, of this new generation. I think people, a lot of people don't, like I say, they don't give, you know what that thing, man? Cardi is the J. Cole in that scenario. Whereas, like, you respect his lyrical ability. You know he's dope as a motherfucker. But you will sit there and try to braid him and try to sit there and tell him that he's not like JID. He's not like 21 Savage. He's not like Baby Keith. He's not like them. But in actuality, he's actually really fucking lyrical. And he's actually one of the best wordsmiths and word players in the game. But yet, you don't give him that credit because you can't see past that he sounds like this or he feels like this. And instead of you giving him the respect, you just don't even bother. Track seven. All Alone. Again, dope verse, dope song. Cardi's lyrical ability is just on another level, man. Track eight, Never Seen It, featuring Juicy J. When I heard Juicy J on this whole, when I heard that song, I was like, man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Juicy J on this bitch with him. Come on, bro. Let's be real. They killed this shit, bro. They killed that song. I was like, oh shit, that's fire, my nigga. Dope as a motherfucker, bro. Track nine, Pray featuring Ty Dolla $ign. Yo, Ty Dolla $ign is an interesting fucking artist, bro. Cause the dude can fucking do hooks and collabs like nobody's business. He's one of the best in the game, but yet. I think his career kind of gets stouted because he doesn't drop enough fucking music, which is crazy to sit there and say. When he collabs with every fucking body in the game, he can collab with any person in the industry, and it sounds fire. Kind of feels like Nate Dogg. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg, one of the greatest to ever do it. But he doesn't have the Ty Dolla $ign got what, two albums that he's physically like dropped by himself? He got the Free TC album. And then he got the Beach mixtape project, but he doesn't really have albums by himself. Like he doesn't have music by himself, and that's the thing. Like most of his albums have been collaborations, him and Kanye, him and Wiz. He doesn't really drop a lot of music by himself, and that's the thing. So yeah, but the song was dope. Ty Dolla $ign, anytime he jumps on a song with anyone, he kills it. So I'm not too surprised by that, man. Track 10, Don't Walk Away. Again, another song where Cardi just talking this shit, but also again, when you can fit those songs with Cardi, the fact that Cardi is so lyrical that he could fit any type of beat, again, it's like J. Cole, where he could fit any type of beat, it doesn't matter when, where, how you gotta formulate it, then he fits on any song, man. And those types of songs are always the ones that you fit. Like I said, you hear a song, I never see it, and then you hear him on, this song. He's just like, it's one of the best rappers like in the game. What you want him to do? Track 11, Sunday Mornings, with featuring Lil Wayne. This was the first song that really came out for the project. He dropped the video for it, everything. Again, it's him and Wayne, bro. Them motherfuckers can rap, bro. Like, them two niggas to get today, them two together is just like, they fit each other. I don't know what it is. The niggas fit each other, bro. Like, is this shit is wild, bro. Wayne lyrical, but I remember people listening to this shit and being like, damn, Wayne can still rap. Fuck, god damn. Shit like that, man. Yeah. Track 12, No Bad News featuring Kanye. Not a fan of Kanye. I would never be a fan of Kanye like that. I've always had Wayne higher than him in every category when it came to musical ability, except producing. Kanye's one of the greatest producers of all time. I will always give Kanye that mantle because the man can produce his ass off. But when it came to wordplay, lyrical ability, features, all that shit, Wayne always was my favorite over Kanye. I know Kanye influenced a lot of people. Not me. I never was a really huge fan of Kanye like that. So when he started doing all this goofy shit that he'd been doing, it wasn't hard for me to detach from that motherfucker because I was never a fan of his to begin with. But he fit this song, and it was a good thing that, he got on the song again. Kanye has his moments in music, and that's how I'm gonna leave it. And that's exactly how that shit's gonna leave. Cardi on a Kanye West produced song anytime Kanye and Cardi on a Kanye West produced type of song is legendary. Point blank, period. Again, like I said, Kanye's one of the greatest producers to ever do it. So, yeah. Track 13, Shy Affin. The man can rap, bro. Yeah, like. When you have songs like this where you're just going, and his thing is that people also, like I say, this is why I say also, Cardi's one of the three. If you had to pick in his generation, because it's not just about your lyrical ability. You actually have to have songs where you can kind of cross over. You have those songs that you can kind of be lyrical, but also, I won't say have melody in it, but you gotta have some melody in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing about it. So, he's one of those artists, that has the ability to just have those types of songs. Track 14, What Really Matters. Track 15, Surf. I didn't want to say too much on this song. Just go listen to it. Shit, fire. Surf Sandwiches featuring Joey Badass. Joey Badass is also one of them dudes that should be in the conversation of this new generation of rappers. Joey Badass is a dope ass fucking rapper. He's more into the acting world now, which is interesting to see him do more acting. But don't get it twisted, the boy can rap his ass off. And on this song, him and Cardi, them two motherfuckers on one song together. That's like hearing him and JID on JID's album a couple years ago. You just hear that shit, you're like, yep, them niggas can rap. Like, you're like, yep, them niggas are rappers. Yeah. Track 16, Now You Know. Introspective song. That's the thing about Cardi. Like, maybe that's probably why I fuck with his music so much, because he is so introspective. He is aware of what's going on, in his life, and he can pinpoint it. So that's probably why I fuck with his music so much. I fuck with artists like that, like J. Cole and Big Sean, people like that. I fuck with them types of artists. So yeah. And track 17, Two Tens, featuring Anderson .Paak. This was also a song that we kind of got released before the album actually came out, and it was a dope song. So yeah. All in all, man, Cardi's album, The Crossroads, is a dope ass album. And if you go listen to this album, you will love it. It's one of those albums. A lot of melodic beats, but also a lot of uptick beats, a lot of songs where he's just rapping his ass off. A lot of songs where he's singing, a lot of songs where he's keeping it, giving you the melody with it. But he's one of the best, like I said, of this new generation. And I think that the man don't get his proper respect. It's kind of weird that he does it. So yeah. So got like a top 10 songs list coming soon. So stay tuned for that. But until then, man, if you guys enjoy this, I am Brandon Janu. Peace.